أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين تولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم ما هم منكم ولا منهم ويحلفون على الكذب وهم يعلمون أعد الله لهم عذابا شديدا إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله فلهم عذاب مهين لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم. A person by the name of Abdullah ibn Nabtal, he was a munafiq, and some say referring also to Abdullah bin Ubay, who was also the leader of the munafiqeen. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once with the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person will enter and this person is such that he sees with the eyes of shaitan. In other words, his heart is dead. He sees with the eyes of shaitan will mean everything is a deception, and he would also speak with the words of shaitan. In other words, he would lie. And then after a while, this person, Abdullah ibn Nabtal, he came in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, why is it that when you are not in my company, then you speak ill about me? So this person began to swear oaths, and he began to say to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is not the case, that I am from amongst you. In other words, I am a mu'min, I am a believer. Hence, with regards to this person and others like him, munafiqeen, hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. That do you not see a group of people who has befriended a people, a community, غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, they have befriended such a community upon whom is the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, referring to the munafiqeen in the very general sense, that these munafiqeen, these hypocrites, they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would profess and claim to be believers, but then when they would go to the Yahud, they would also say that they are the friends of the Yahud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, مُذَبَذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لا إله إلا ولا إله إلا, that these people are, so to say, suspended. They are in abeyance between the two groups, between the believers and between the non-believers. ما هم منكم ولا منهم, these munafiqeen, they are not from amongst you and nor are you from amongst them. One important aspect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the greatest. Our iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that Allah Rabbul Izzat is one and only, and our iman dictates and demands that we have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. When we have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, then that heart cannot also contain the love of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these people as a people that have befriended others, because they have abandoned their love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they swear false oaths whilst they know that they are taking these false qasams, yet they would do so, and to none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their plight, Allah says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them a severe punishment, innahum sa'a ma kanu ya'malun, certainly evil is what they do. Ittakhadhu aymanahum junnatan. Now when they take these qasams, they take these oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have made the oaths a shield. That by taking these qasams, it is quite normal for us that if somebody takes a qasam, then we would believe that person. So that qasam becomes a shield between us and that person and his lies. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they take these qasams as shields to protect themselves. But the truth and the reality is, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they stop others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by professing that they are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when they go to the Yahud, they say that they are with them. So others see this and they are also then stopped from coming into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for them is a disgraceful punishment, chastisement. لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Another feature about them is that some of them that had wealth, some of them that had large families, abundance of children, they would always boast about it, and they would always say that they don't have an issue in the akhirat, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, that if and Allah wants to punish them, then they will give their children and their wealth as ransom in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says that their wealth and their children will not be of avail in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the slightest, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not judge any differently, no matter how much of wealth they may have. Ulaika ashabun nar, and insofar as the akhirat is concerned, they are the people of the fire of Jahannam, hum fiha khalidun, and they will remain in it forever and ever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aware of those who had nifaq and hypocrisy in their hearts. But obviously today we do not have that knowledge of who is a munafiq, and hence it becomes more important for us to guard our iman and to see who we befriend, and of course more importantly who we get our knowledge from, who we get our knowledge of deen from, whose lifestyles we are influenced with. We should be very, very wary, very careful with regards to those matters. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.